Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
This kid could be with Devontae.
Devontae, absolutely
not good. Oh shit!
What are we doing?
Hey, is he breaking up?
What are we doing?
Did he say Devontae Adams isn't good?
No, he's mid at best, bro.
Oh my god,
Devontae Adams is not mid.
He was an all pro last year. He was an all pro. He's like first team all pro. He wasn't even like second.
Okay, so can I ask you a question real quick?
Wait, sure.
Did he just have all right, 1,000 yards this season?
I'm just waiting for everybody to stop talking.
Go ahead, bro.
Talk all the oxygen out of the room.
Go, bro. You got some nerve.
No. So Devontae Adams is decent. Okay. He was great in Green Bay. My idea of a receiver, you have to have a decent quarterback, right?
Right.
Okay, if you got an all-pro quarterback, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be all-pro.
He didn't have an all-pro quarterback last year.
Who?
Devontae Adams.
Lamar's an all-pro quarterback. Who's the all-pro receiver?
Lamar's not a quarterback, man. Stop playing. He's a football player.
That's disrespectful.
He's a football player.
We're not doing that. Hold on, Zar.
Let me do something. Zar, you said if you got an all-pro quarterback, you probably got an all-pro receiver.
Name the last time
a quarterback was first team all pro and his receiver was first team all pro.
Are you asking me that?
Yeah, just name it.
Give me
1 year.
Maybe I don't know if Aaron Rodgers was all pro that year. He won MVP a few years, his first team all pro.
If he was
Devontae Adams, was damn good, wasn't he?
If he was MVP, he was first.
So, the last one was Mahomes and Hill.
Is Tyreek good?
Tyreek Hill? He's all right.
Let's go.
No, you're right. Tyreek Hill's been a beneficiary.
Bro. Stop. Go ahead, Sid.
I just wanted to say that. I agree with Zar. Devontae Adams is mid compared to
no. Stop his
Can
ass.
Can I finish my statement, please? Can I finish my statement before you give your rebuttal?
I put my guns away.
Oh man!
Devontae Adams to a man that he was that was in the same draft class as him, Mike, and he is not better than Mike Evans.
And Mike Evans has some bullshit quarterbacks.
Now let's go pull numbers.
Yeah, rub your head, Ahmad. Rub
it. I don't hear no pushback now.
He's better than Mike Evans.
Mike Evans got two routes.
Mike Evans has had who?
Mike is one of the most productive receivers we've seen to step in NFL from day one. Yes. But you talk about your prime.
It took Devontae Adams 3 years to be the receiver that he is right now, and he had a Hall of Fame quarterback. Mike Evans came into the league was doing with mid quarterback.
What's to do with the Bears?
Yes. So when you look at what they can do as a receiver skill set, you mean to tell me Mike is better than Devontae Adams?
Yes, with a straight face.
Can I say something real quick?
Mike Evans' most successful catch rate is when they throw him a jump ball. You can take that away.
Yeah, Mike Evans don't run routes over the middle.
No.
That's what Chris got it. He doesn't.
Nobody's ever going to dispute Mike Evans' production. Let's get that clear. So on paper, he's going to look better.
But you can game plan much easier.
But with that being said, what you always say is a knock on Mike. Has Devontae led the NFL multiple times in the major categories?
Yes.
Yes.
Has he been an all-pro more than Mike?
Yes.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
I think Mike is on track for that.
Devontae Adams is a Hall of Famer.
Devontae Adams is on the Hall of Famer right now.
I would put
if
their career stopped today, Mike will have a better chance because of the streak of 1,000 yards.
And like I said, Ahmad
and the ring.
Devontae Adams, the only thing I know of him, them goddamn Taco Bell commercials.
So let me
you don't watch football. Let's be real about that. Hold on. You don't watch football.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. You don't watch football. Because we know this by the stuff that you say out of your mouth that you don't know what the hell you watching.
That's all he wanted to watch. Don't fall into it.
I got three TVs right here.
Hey, so Zara, let me ask you a question because I'm pretty sure Mike got better numbers than Antonio Brown?
He does now.
No, that 6-year stretch that Antonio Brown had, I don't think another receiver in the history back then coming in will be better than his.
All right, salute to that.
Okay,
that's my guy anyway.
Almost 1,000 yard season, consecutive. He's right behind Jerry Rice,
Lowe. Who is?
Yeah, Mike Evans. He'll probably break Jerry Rice's because Jerry Rice got injured. Yeah.
Break that. Come on, man.
But we're not going to sit there and say Devontae is mid. Like, that's
he is. If he wasn't mid, he wouldn't. That quarterback combination would still be together with the Raiders.
Because why the Niners feed into this false narrative that I could dispel quick. When he went to Oakland, he had an even better year than what he did with his Hall of Fame quarterback, correct?
Yep.
I think it was statistically his best year ever.
They were force feeding him, man.
Okay. No. We can't do that.
That sounds crazy.
Everybody said Devontae was a beneficiary of Aaron Rodgers. Okay. So we're going to go down every roster top receivers and we're going to say they beneficiary or something. We can do that.
No. Okay. So wait a minute. Is Devontae Adams dominant?
Yes.
So hold on.
He's not.
Yes.
Hey, if that's the case.
I've seen most of these games. There's been times where you just fucking disappear.
So, and you saw Mike Evans disappear also.
We're not talking about Mike Evans. We're talking about Mike Evans' body of work is already done.
Y'all the ones that said Mike Evans was better.
You leaving so much out, man. If you know what it's like to play for a coach you don't like playing for and a quarterback you don't like playing with because they trying to force this guy to be your guy, they got rid of your guy. The reason you came down there, that's going to have a huge impact on your desire to play.
So
it's called professional, bro.
To speak to what TJ said, so Adams has not been as consistent like Mike. Mike is one of the most consistent receivers you'll ever see as far as getting that 100K threshold. Nobody's arguing that. So we just always talking about – so here's the thing. When we talk about these two receivers, we say, who's better? If you had to choose two receivers, who would you choose? That's usually how you know who's better, right?
Which two receivers that's in the game right now?
If you would choose, if you had Devontae Adams and Mike is available, who you taking?
You already know who I'm taking.
I don't know who I'm asking everybody.
I'm taking Devontae because I can manipulate the defense with Devontae in so many ways. I can play him in the slot. I can play him out wide. I can do so many things with him. With Evans, he's stuck in one spot running the same route.
A lot. And
playing throw it up ball.
A lot.
All right, I do got a career comparison real quick if y'all don't mind.
Go ahead.
So Mike Evans has played.
You on that, Rock, you a lot because right here this year alone, Evans played 23% this year.
In the slot, you said this year.
Yes.
Okay.
Continue.
Right.
But say, how often have you?
Wait, hold on. Let Ant go.
Over his career.
All right, Mike Evans.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In 154 games, Devontae Adams 150 receptions. Mike Evans has 762. Devontae Adams has 872 reception yards. Mike Evans has 11,680. Devontae Adams has 10,781. Receiving touchdowns. Mike Evans has 94. Adams got 95. And then if you go to awards and honors, of course, Evans got the Super Bowl. Evans got 5 Pro Bowls. Adams got 6. Evans got 2 All Pros. Devontae Adams has 3. And that's from
now,
and that's
no.
Yes, sir.
Done with that. Now, Anthony, tell me how many times Devontae Adams played alongside another 1,000 yard receiver.
What does that got to do with anything? That takes away from the yard.
That actually hurt your case.
Yeah, that hurts your case.
Now
because Chris Godwin
one-on-one.
I wasn't referring to Chris Godwin. I was also referring to Vincent Jackson because his first 2 years in the league, Vincent Jackson was a 1,000-yard receiver.
So let me just dispel the narrative that Wilder 9 said that Mike Evans, he could play with any quarterback, still produce. Devontae Adams, any quarterback he's been with, he's produced. Like I told you, he's went to the damn Raiders and still producing. Like, what are we doing?
Mike Evans has played with 4 quarterbacks. No, that's fine.
That's fine. That's
quarterback has Adams played with?
So
he's played with, he's produced.
He's played with 2 quarterbacks,
like
right?
Y'all act like them 30 interceptions that Jameis threw. Y'all act like a lot of that one because the same routes being ran by them same receivers all the time.
But hold up real quick, because I watch a whole lot of Bucks football, just like you do, Sam. Then you could tell me right now, every route that Mike Evans run, he finishes?
No, he doesn't.
That's the difference.
Hey, Hawk, I'll be right back. My phone about to die. I got to switch phones.
So we're giving awards for Dallas Rock money. And Reese, I know the knocks against Mike Evans. He's led the league multiple years in OPIs, and he drops a lot of balls. I know that.
That don't bother me because I'm a T.O. fan, and T.O. dropped the ball.
I know that. Yeah. And that shit don't bother me neither.
Yeah, but that's my only thing. That's why I'm taking Devontae over Mike Evans, because I've seen Devontae go out there when he has no reason to go out there and play his ass off, and he goes out there and plays.
Devontae been a letdown this year, though, but
the whole team, I mean, who was throwing the daggone ball? Like,
yeah, I get it.
Aiden McConnell is, we might as well put Czar out there to throw the ball. Same difference.
Hey, wait a minute. So this is called being a professional. All right. Mm-hmm. Just because you got someone that's less talented at the position that your guy was throwing the ball to you at, you should still be a professional and make that guy better, right?
Yes.
Okay. Czar.
Did Devontae do that? No.
Yes.
Okay, so is Amari Cooper a professional?
Name a quarterback he didn't make better.
Yeah, he is, but...
Because Amari Cooper didn't do those things, but you call him a professional.
Everybody's getting paid. You're getting paid to do a job.
But there's a difference between getting paid and being a professional.
Okay, so I have a question. Was Devontae traded to the Raiders, or did he just free agent
go to the Ravens. Free agent. Well, that's his damn fault.
No, because no. He free agent because they lowballed him in Green Bay, the team that you own stock in, sucker.
Yeah. Okay. So let me say this. This is coming from the administrator.
Zara, hold on, Zara. Don't use this angle, because if you're saying it's a job, you can't punish a guy for choosing to go somewhere where he's not.
But I get it, because you already have the tape, and we've already proved this. That's like a 9-to-5.
Okay. So if let me get this right, he went from Green Bay, and you had all these weapons. And what I mean by weapons is, didn't you have Jordy Nelson too?
No, you go ahead. Go ahead with your point.
I could have sworn they had Jordy. They had a whole slew of receivers. So me being a defensive coach, you got to pick your poison. So when you have other pulse receivers out there, somebody's going to be open. You got somebody blasting that nine down the field so Devontae can get open underneath. Okay. Evans didn't have that.
So when Devontae left, how many thousand-yard receivers did the Packers have?
I don't know. I'm not a statistician. I can't tell you that.
Kev, Chris Godwin has been a 1,000-yard receiver the past 3 years. And when Vincent Jackson was a 1,000-yard receiver right alongside with him the first 2 years. So what you just said is moot.
No. How many years has Mike Evans been playing?
10.
Okay.
And he's a receiver.
So seven of those years.
He also had a 1,000-yard receiver beside him half of his career.
Who?
Mike Evans.
Mike Evans.
No, who was the 1,000-yard receiver? Who was the other guy?
Vincent Jackson.
Vincent Jackson and Chris Godwin.
And who else?
Chris Godwin. But you got it, man. You got it.
I know.
I got GIB. No, you dumb as hell, but you got it. I got GIB stuff to go handle. I'll holler at y'all later.
A trio of receivers. Adams had a trio. You know what trio means? Three.
Yeah, we know what trio
means.
Cobb,
Jordy
Nelson, and receivers.
Bro, y'all said the man can't play, then double down and said Tyreek can't play neither.
Tyreek is a beneficiary of the system.
Yo,
of two good systems.
So name a player that's not benefiting from a system that meets their talent.
Bullshit. Yeah, let's stop that BS, man. Don't regurgitate that. That's your favorite word.
It is.
Every player is a benefit of a system.
No. There's certain players that can go out and play.
Yes, they are. Most of them are.
I hate to say it. AB is one of those players. You could go on a sorry ass team. AB's still gonna get it.
Darn. Here's why you're wrong. Because even as a receiver, So even as a receiver, you still benefit from the scheme that's ran to help get you open, the route combination. It's just not a one man route.
So tell me what Randy Moss did in Tennessee then.
What Randy Moss was old in Tennessee. The fuck?
Huh? What did Randy Moss do in Tennessee?
He was old.
What did Randy Moss
Nobody
do in Tennessee?
Cared, bro. He was old.
Okay. So, like I said, there's a few receivers out there, regardless of what they do or what age they are, where you put them at, they're going to produce. Just like Jerry Rice when he played for the Broncos and the damn Seahawks. Stop playing. There's certain players that can do it, and there's certain players that can't do it.
Zar, you got to stop. You got to stop.
What am I doing?
So who do you think is closer to running routes like Jerry Rice, Devontae, Tyreek, or Evans?
Evans is lazy.
Okay then.
But are we not giving an award for the best route runner?
No, you're making up. No, but when you start nitpicking and saying who's better, you have to break down their skill set. So here's the thing: a lot of times we look at numbers, and then you identify the number and you say, cool, numbers-wise, so-and-so is more consistent or better. And then you break down what they do as far as at the position, the skill set. You do that. So if we start talking about route running and what they can and can't do, you can't just say, what does that have to do with at a receiver? That's saying a lot. It's the same thing you do with Lamar at quarterback. You break down what he can't do.
Okay, Amar, so that I'm going to regurgitate the question. What happened to Randy in Tennessee?
I'll tell you,
Randy only had one route.
Say it again.
Randy what?
Randy only had one route.
His whole career.
Yes.
All right.
So check this out, Czar. Check this out. So that's the point about Evans then.
Go ahead, bro.
That's the biggest misconception ever. And I will be, it'll be a disservice to my platform to really allow you to get away with saying Randy can only run one route. That's false.
I didn't say he can only run one route.
That's false.
I didn't say that. I said he only ran dominantly one route.
That's false. Even Tom Brady dispelled that on a reel that I shared on Facebook. Everybody said all Randy ran was go routes. Tom Brady talked about how they had a special route called where he ran a post route.
But
so
then
that's
again,
not the same route.
I know, brother, but we're going to go back to Tennessee.
Hold on. Ahmad, didn't they come up with a him like after 20 yards, he can opt to either to go make it a post, a curl,
yep.
Or making a straight go.
Yeah, option route. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's not you, Czar. He's just not running just one route, bro.
I'm not. Okay, maybe I was too bland on that.
But you got to be careful when you talk about like greats like this. You just can't say all they do is one thing.
What's on the highlight tape?
What the fuck you mean what's on the highlight tape?
What's on the highlight tape?
You got him running dig routes. You got him running smoke routes. You got him running slant routes. You got him running go routes. You got him running sail routes. You got him running post routes.
He definitely ran a route tree.
Hey, Ahmad, you know what he's talking about. That three catch, 163-yard, three touchdown game.
He's talking about the Dallas game. It was only 150.
No need to do all of that. Hold on. So even in that game, one of those was a short route, correct?
Most of those catches were yak. Yeah.
We ain't got to talk about that game. That game wasn't even is not even important. So
all I'm saying is we can move on.
Oh yeah.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.